This is a News Radio 1440 podcast.
Galatians 5:1. It was for freedom that Christ set us free. Therefore, keep standing firm and do not be subject again to a yoke of slavery.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Tactics on News Radio 1440 and NewsRadio1440.com. 860-1440 are the numbers if you want to weigh in. Don't forget, you can also tweet us at Tactics Radio. And we are getting an update real quickly that there has been a shooting at an NSA facility. I don't see anywhere in the news so far where there are any fatalities, so hopefully that's a good sign. Hopefully what that means is there are none to report. We will keep an eye on this developing story kind of in the background. There's not much to report on other than there's been a shooting reported, so hopefully nobody was hurt in all that. Our thoughts and prayers, of course, go out to those who are at the facility. Hopefully what this means, like I said, is that there are no fatalities despite there being a shooting. Let's hope for that outcome. Now, getting back to our main topic here, it is Valentine's Day, for those of you who are unaware, and of course I'll be spending the evening with the person that I love the most, Jesus, because I'll be at Bible study tonight over at Dalreda, so I will be doing that, and I know that a lot of you will be doing as well. And I was thinking, you know, since a lot of us are probably going to be doing any kind of Valentine's festivities on a different night if you go to church, it might be fun to talk about the movies, since that's usually associated with dating. See, that was a very long walk for a short drink of water, but I did tie it all back into my next story. As some of you may be aware, a new movie is about to come out tomorrow. I know the official release date is Friday, but now the way that theaters do the release of movies, they really come out the day before their release date. They come out because you can see several showings at the Montgomery and Prattville theaters of The Black Panther tomorrow night. So I know technically the release date is Friday, but the way they do it now, it's actually on the day before that. Now, The Black Panther movie has caused quite a stir, quite a bit of controversy, and the reason for that is it's a primarily black movie. And you're probably familiar with the Black Panther. You saw him make his big debut in Avengers 2, which was really cool. And he was in, or sorry, not Avengers 2, Civil War. It might as well have been one of the Avengers movies, as many as of the Avengers that were in that movie. But in Captain America Civil War, Black Panther makes his big debut. He was a big success. A lot of people really liked him, really liked his backstory, the origin story of the Black Panther. And so because of that, he has spawned his own movie franchise. Marvel Studios, of course, will be very eager to see where that goes and whether or not that's going to be popular and make them a lot of money. So the social justice warriors in the left are praising it for being the first superhero movie with a black lead, which is really significant. It's important that there is a superhero movie with a black person as the lead role. Of course, I guess that means they kind of forgot about Hancock and Blade and Suicide Squad and Catwoman and Steel and Meteor Man and Spawn. I mean, they were all superhero movies with a black lead, but, you know, besides those, this is the first movie with a black superhero in the lead role. I guess what they were going for, and maybe this is how to justify their amnesia when it comes to superhero movies of the past, and maybe I just remember those because I'm a huge comic book movie nerd, but nonetheless, maybe the reason that they all forgot about those is that they were all really terrible movies. So hopefully this will be the first good superhero movie with a black lead. I say that Blade had its moments. I wouldn't go straight to good, but there were times where Blade was all right. Unfortunately, Suicide Squad was just awful, and I had high hopes for that one. I was really hoping that that one was going to be good. Of course, that came out before Justice League, and a lot of people were really anticipating that when Will Smith is Deadshot, which, by the way, fun fact here, they actually cast him against his race. And what I mean by that is Deadshot in the comics is a white dude. They cast Will Smith because he's Will Smith. And so they actually have already taken a white character and made him black in a superhero movie, and nobody even remembered that because the movie was bad. Even though that was, what, only 2 years ago, and they still, I guess, forgot that that movie came out starring Will Smith as the main character, but all right then. No, seriously, I do hope this movie does really well. I'm going to be talking about it here and there, but what we're primarily going to be talking about it is not the movie itself and what's contained within it in the storyline. It's sort of the media buzz that's around it, which I think is very silly. But that doesn't mean that I'm hoping for the movie to fail or that I don't like the idea of doing the movie. I actually really want to see Black Panther. He's an interesting character. I really liked him in Civil War. I want this movie to do well. I want it to be a success. I just want it to be a success on its own merits, not because it has some kind of underlying political message that I'm supposed to get. Because a good movie is a good movie. And typically, when you try to throw politics in it, you can work it in subtly. Like, for example, Captain America Winter Soldier. That one had a lot to say about the information that the government was gathering on us, about the NSA spying on us, all that stuff. But it was done cleverly, and it wasn't, like, hitting you over the head with it. And as long as Black Panther doesn't do that, I'll probably enjoy the film. But nonetheless, some conservatives have pointed out that there is a double standard when we're talking about diversity. Because nearly the entire cast of this movie is black. Which, by the way, I can say as a comic book fan, is the way that it should be. Because for those of you who are unfamiliar with the Black Panther's origin story, the Black Panther is both a guardian, he's a superhero, and he is a king as well. And he is the king of a small African nation known as Wakanda. Now, in the comic books, because, of course, Wakanda is not a real place, but in the comic books, in the Marvel continuity, Wakanda is a notoriously shut-off place. It's very secluded from the rest of the world. And they intentionally keep their people from traveling abroad, and they don't really let outsiders in either. It's kind of like, and I don't want to draw this analogy out any further than it should go, but it's kind of like East Germany with the wall. It's not as oppressive as that. You know, T'Challa is not a dictator in the movie or anything like that, but they are very choosy about who comes into their country and very choosy about who exits their country. So it's notoriously in the Marvel Universe secluded from the rest of the world. And because of that, and because that is the tradition of the Wakandan people in this fictional universe, it would make absolutely no sense to have a bunch of white people or any kind of non-black people wandering around Wakanda. It wouldn't make sense to have Hispanics or Asians or any other minorities walking around there either. It's a small, secluded African nation. And so the cast is almost entirely black, which is the way that it should be. That's in keeping with the story and the tone of the movie. And so I have no problem with the lack of diversity, and I think that a lot of the conservatives that point this out, they don't really have a problem with the lack of diversity either. That's not what bothers them. Maybe there are a few that are like that, but the main gripe and the reason that people are pointing this out is because there is a double standard here. Because when you, for example, I've got no issues whatsoever with keeping a cast all one race if it's in keeping with the tone and the storyline of the movie. For example, but we know that movie studios do this all the time. Perfect example of this. It makes absolutely no sense to have all those black people and all those black people in the positions that they are in 18th century France in Disney's recent remake of Beauty and the Beast. That movie had much deeper issues than just having the wrong actors in the wrong positions there. But my point in all this is that made no sense. Historically, within the confines of the story, there was no reason that there would be black people just roaming around 18th century France like that, and especially being in the positions in the palace that they were. But Disney put it through anyway because they have to have diversity, even though it made no sense. A lot of people have crowed about Lord of the Rings, for example, not having any black actors or any minority actors. And I'm just sitting there watching this commentary thinking, you people do realize this is supposed to be Europe in like the 1100s. There wouldn't have been a lot of black people wandering around pre-medieval Europe. And so it would make no sense to have minority actors in those roles. It's not a racist thing. It's just that's not the person that should be in that role. It would make just as little sense to have a story, for example, about Martin Luther King and have Martin Luther King be a white actor. Doesn't matter how good the actor is. It makes no sense. It's taking it out of what you would traditionally think of as being important to the story. And the same thing with, there are some certain times where a lack of diversity is okay, where a lack of diversity makes sense and is a good thing in some films because it's in keeping with the storyline of the film. However, the SJWs, the social justice warriors, they cry foul whenever there's a lack of diversity when it means the cast is going to be mostly white, like they did in Lord of the Rings. However, when you've got a situation like this where the cast should be mostly non-white, whether it be black or if they made a movie and it was all Hispanic actors or so on and so forth, whenever it's a minority cast and there's not a lot of white actors, they don't say anything. And this is the difference that you're running into here. And this is where they show their true colors, no pun intended. That when it comes to movies, the social justice warriors are not really pro-diversity. Because if they were pro-diversity and they were consistent throughout, they would be upset that there are only black people in Black Panther. But they're not. Why? Because the majority of the actors are not white. So they're not really pro-diversity, they're just anti-white. And there is a difference. You can be consistent across that if you want to be. But if you're going to be someone that says we have to have diversity in every movie regardless of what the story dictates, then you should be upset when it's an all-minority cast, too. So what do you think about this? 860-1440 are the numbers if you want to weigh in. You can also tweet at Tactics Radio. Before we move on, I do want to mention my good friends at Southside Firestone Tire and Auto Center. These guys are professional. They have been in the business for 50 years, and there's a very good reason for that. They know exactly what they're doing. They understand how your car works, and they understand how important it is to you. So they know the mechanical, the technical side, but they also know the people side, and they know how important fostering that relationship is, and that's why they've been able to stay in business for 50 years. So regardless of what you need, whether you just need an oil change, you need them to take a look at something, you've got that check engine light on, you want to figure out what exactly is going on with that, take it down to my good friends at Southside Firestone Tire and Auto Center. And if you've been having car trouble and you've got that big date tonight, be sure to go by and check it out. There's nothing more embarrassing than having car trouble on a big night for your date. I mean, even if it's not really your fault. Well, it will be your fault if you knew about it and you didn't go to see the people at Southside Firestone Tire and Auto Center. So go ahead and do that today. Go see them on the Troy Highway and tell them that I sent you. We got some callers on the line holding. We will take those calls in just a second when we come back.
Tactics with Caleb Colquitt, every weekday from 9 to 11, only on News Radio 1440 and NewsRadio1440.com.